It is Thursday, and that means that we are taking another look at a recommendation, one of the jury recommendations from the Culleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest. And today we are looking at the second recommendation, joined by Lanier County Interval House Executive Director Aaron Lee. Aaron, welcome back.
Good morning, Bob.
I'm going to read the recommendation, then we'll get your comment on it so that people understand exactly what it's saying. Establish an independent intimate partner violence commission dedicated to eradicating intimate partner violence and acting as a voice that speaks on behalf of survivors and victims' families, raising public awareness and ensuring the transparency and accountability of government and other organizations in addressing IPV in all its forms. The commission should have sufficient authority to ensure meaningful access to any person, document, or information required to accomplish the commission's mandate. The commission should be provided with adequate and stable funding to ensure effectiveness. Certainly sounds like they want this new commission to have both power and resources.
I would agree 100%. I think the jury was very clear. And I think that the jury heard many of us testify about the fact that despite the fact that we all work together in many senses, that our information is separate, that often our direction is separate, our funding and our resources are absolutely different than one another. And I think that having an independent voice, having a commission that has endorsement and authority through the government puts us in a very strong position to be addressing the barriers, the conflicts, the mishaps that happen in the system far more directly, whether it's with the justice system, whether it's with access to service, and to amplify the voices of families and victims who are navigating those systems with truth and intention without fear of repercussion. When you put it in an authoritative manner and you actually devise a commission that's set up with the directives to be able to manage those pieces on behalf of others.
I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised that such a thing doesn't exist already. What would be the closest thing we have to this in the system today? I realize I may be putting you on the spot a little bit there, but certainly with IPV being as terrible as it is, like I said, I'm a little bit surprised.
I would say at this point, I don't think that anything exists currently. I certainly think that we have the Ontario Death Review Committee that does review femicides connected to domestic violence and does make recommendations and does look at reviews. I think that police serving agencies like the OPP do have regional case review processes related to sexual assault and domestic violence. I think that the government did actually have a process in place where they had a table, a round table that existed, where they did have representatives from various, agencies and advocacy portions of our community. And unfortunately, when change happens in government, priorities change, and that table was disbanded. I think that the jury heard that we can't be working in bits and bytes and little pieces here and there and dribs and drabs without the ultimate authority to take these recommendations, to move them forward and to amplify the issues in order to make long-lasting effective change.
I think perhaps in closing remarks on this particular recommendation, Aaron, if I could just get you once again to talk about the importance of this commission, especially with the fact, you mentioned this earlier, that it would be given authority.
I think that in the realm of violence against women, gender-based violence, IPV, there has never been a flat-out statement and a flat-out directive that offers the authority to people who are advocates, who are knowledgeable experts, who can actually commission this, right? Who can take these recommendations and take the issues, hear people, and move those recommendations into a reality, right? Bring them to fruition. And we know that there are other inquest recommendations that also had the same momentum after the initial release of them. And then over time, that dissipates. And we know that with when we talk about government accountability and we talk about working alongside each other, it's really important, especially when we look at COVID and how COVID exacerbated the issues of violence in people's homes. And this is a rural focused inquest. And I think that the rural partners are very creative in our work because we have to be, and we've always been. So I think that the importance around authority, around directive, around the backing of the government is essential for this independent commissioners to make this happen and bring it to fruition for Carol, for Natalie, and for Anastasia.
It's a game changer, and we're only at recommendation 2 of 86. Aaron, thank you so much for this. We'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you as always, Bob.